Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, what a change. Started off with rain today, now at blue skies and sunny. Pretty nice out there. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, a straw poll on Mackinac Island this weekend among Michigan Republicans, finding that Mitt Romney has a huge lead in the Republican presidential nomination race, at least here in Michigan. I'll talk to a Rick Perry supporter to find out if he has any chance of winning here in Michigan. And also, how do Democrats here in the state feel about being such a minority at the Capitol? And also, how do they feel about this partial birth abortion bill that was just passed by both the House and the Senate? We'll find out the answers to both those questions in the second half hour. But first, one thing about having a state government dominated by one party is that political leaders can anticipate and preview the legislation that will be presented and almost certainly passed. To talk about the bills lawmakers will be voting on this fall, I'm joined by Republican State Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Very good. Now, I know there are four broad goals that you'll be focusing on this fall, including spurring job creation and strengthening education. When it comes to job creation, I know the elimination of the personal property tax on businesses is on the agenda. Will that happen this fall? And more importantly, what will replace that revenue for municipalities?
Well, it's a great question. I've talked at length with the governor and as well as the speaker of the House. And we are definitely going to start the debate this fall. Jack Brandenburg is the chair of the Finance Committee in the Senate. And he's been wanting to tackle this for some time. His background is that of an independent businessman himself, and he understands that probably the one single punitive tax that we have left in Michigan is personal property tax. You get penalized anytime that you invest in equipment, invest in transportation vehicles, anytime you invest in buildings. And those are the kinds of things that spur jobs. So I don't know that we'll get completely done. I don't know if it's going to be completely replaced, where it gets phased out, how long it'll take to phase it out, if it gets phased out completely, et cetera. But Mike Knopf down in the Jackson area and John Molinar, senator from up closer to the Thumb and Saginaw area, the Midland Bay area, are two gentlemen that have bills introduced, and they're going to be leading that charge with Brandenburg's help.
Is there any chance that it could be eliminated without an effective replacement put into place immediately?
Well, it's possible, but we're talking about $1.2 billion. That's a pretty sizable chunk. The money comes about a third from commercial businesses, about a third from industrial businesses, and about a third from utilities. So we're going to take a look at which of those spurred job growth the most. Can we eliminate all of it? I mean, we made some significant cuts and reduction in revenue over the last year or two. I want to make sure that people are still being served adequately by the money that we have. But we are definitely going to take a look at how to phase that out.
You know, this is part of this overall strategy and theory that by cutting taxes on businesses, you reduce the burden on them, and that will lead to job creation. I don't know if you had a chance to see Governor Granholm, on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, I think it was last Thursday.
No, I heard about it. I heard bits and pieces of it, but I didn't see it myself.
She basically said that she cut taxes 99 times in her first term. She said, quote, "I cut government more than any other state in the country. You would think we would be number one in employment, but alas, we're number one in unemployment." Now, that seems to stand directly against this current theory that we're working under. Does Governor Granholm's experience prove otherwise, that cutting taxes is not really the solution to our jobs problem?
Well, no disrespect to the former governor, but if you looked at the amount of jobs that administration claimed to have actually created, you would have thought that she would be arguing in just the opposite degree. But what in fact happened is we did not increase the number of jobs we had in Michigan, but it was more a result of failed policies than business taxes. The taxes were cut you could cut taxes 99 times. I'd have to take a look at that because I was in the legislature during that time. We didn't make 99 tax cuts. But I think the more important thing to look at is how we targeted them. we got business people now running the state, not an attorney, although the governor also has a law degree. My background is in Fortune 500 companies. My undergraduate degree is in economics, a graduate degree in business. The lieutenant governor has a CPA license and is a business analyst. We targeted taxes at the punitive nature of them. If you go back to what we did this spring, we really went after the small business taxes, limited liability corporations, ex-corporations, mom-and-pop businesses, because this administration realizes that it has to do with those companies of 100 employees or less that provide 80% of the jobs. So if we really want to turn the economy around, we have to target our tax increases in an intelligent way. That's what we did, and we moved from 30th in the country with regard to our business tax rating with the rest of the country from 30th to 16th. That was in the first 6 months of this administration.
One thing Governor Granholm also pointed out in the broadcast is that ultimately the problem is just what you're describing, which is states are competing against themselves to cut down taxes to attract businesses. But she said, quote, "No state has the ability to compete against China," which ultimately brings us to this issue of the fact that corporations and companies are looking to make the biggest profit they can. And when you are competing globally, you're dealing with countries that have far smaller wages. How can we compete effectively against countries like China?
Well, again, that's an oversimplification, and it's too bad that a better understanding wasn't had during those times here. 80% of the jobs in Michigan are small companies. They're small businesses. The emphasis, what we're doing here in Michigan with our tax structure, reducing regulations, trying to reduce the punitive taxes on personal property taxes, what we're trying to do is make these, you could term this economic gardening. In other words, we're trying to grow our economy internally from within this state. What the previous governor did was gone to Asia, went to Europe, went to different places all around the world, somewhere around 20 different trips, and we call that economic hunting. And I used to work in economic development, and hunting for people to come into your environment is one way to change an economy. But if you don't have that economy already ready, if you don't have it fixed for the people that already live here, why would it be attractive for somebody to come across an ocean to come here?
Mm-hmm.
So what we are concentrating on is helping those businesses that already are in Michigan to thrive. We're listening to them and saying, what is an impediment to your growth? And by eliminating the Michigan business tax, which is the single most onerous tax in the United States, we got rid of that completely, and now we actually eliminated any business taxes for small companies. And the major corporations said, you know, we're willing to pay higher taxes. Actually, our corporations in Michigan, the Midland Dows, the Ford Motor Company, the General Motors, their tax bill went up this spring. But they were willing to do that because they were going to take, a look at personal property taxes come this fall and see if there is some way to provide a better tax environment for some of our bigger companies as well.
I'm talking to State Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. Unfortunately, we just have so little time left, only a few minutes, and there's so many things to cover. But let's talk about education reform for a minute. There are a set of bills that include encouraging the expansion of charter schools and efforts to make teachers' unions less of a factor in our education system. Are we likely to see the MEA and its influence significantly diminished as a result of the proposed reforms?
Well, I don't think you'll ever see, a group of people that are banded together to collectively bargain lose that strength. I mean, that's part of what Michigan workforce is about, is collective bargaining and working together as a union. And I don't think you'll see that diminish. Now, what they have done is use some of their money, some of their influence toward political purposes, taking money that's taken out of paychecks and used it in ways that do not support a lot of their people, getting involved in party politics and being involved in other activities that is not what the money was intended. So I don't think the collective bargaining arrangements will be damaged at all. But I do think we're going to hold them to the fire as far as spending people's hard-earned paychecks, toward things that they expect.
Are they right to feel that they're under attack, which is really the sense the teachers' unions now have?
Oh, no. I've had people come up to me in the last few weeks that are members of teachers' unions thanking me because they don't believe the leadership of those organizations are providing the kind of leadership that they're looking for. And they're taking literally hundreds and thousands of dollars a year and using them for activities that don't have anything to do with collective bargaining, legal costs, etc. So, you know, they got to clean their ship up a little bit, but a vast majority of those that belong to these unions, belong to the teachers' union, I don't think they believe that their money is being used in a very effective way.
Republican State Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, you know, we missed a bunch of stuff. We just don't have time. I do want to have you on to talk about the new international bridge crossing also hopefully soon. But thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael. It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it.